The jury in the federal trial of Yousef Megahed did not reach a verdict today. They have been deliberating since Tuesday following a more than two-week trial. Megahed and fellow USF student Ahmed Mohammed were arrested in August 2007 in South Carolina after they were stopped for speeding. They were charged with illegally transporting explosive materials based on what the students say were homemade fireworks found in their trunk. But there is concern about the prison conditions under which Mohammed is being held. Rather than seek a trial, Ahmed Mohammed pleaded guilty to providing material support to terrorists and was sentenced last December to 15 years in prison. His offense was creating a video of how to make a detonator out of a remote control toy and posting it to the internet site YouTube. It was viewed 782 times before it was removed, according to a U.S. attorney. Mel Underbaki, a member of Friends of Human Rights, says she was surprised to learn that Mohammed is confined by himself in the Pinellas County Jail.
I assumed that Ahmed Mohammed would be in a federal prison somewhere, but I learned yesterday he's in the Pinellas County Jail, and he's been there since December. I called the jail and talked to them, and they say he is in solitary confinement, and he's also been in solitary confinement ever since his arrest.
The Pinellas Sheriff's Office would not comment on the confinement conditions of Mohammed because the Pinellas Jail is housing him under contract from the U.S. Marshals Service. Sergeant Jim Bordner with the Sheriff's Public Information Office says the jail does not have solitary confinement, only something called individual cell or single cell confinement. Sergeant Bordner would only speak in general terms about incarceration conditions of the Pinellas County Jail.
Housing itself in the Pinellas County Jail ranges from a single person cell all the way up to a direct housing unit, which may house as many as 70-plus inmates.
But Underbaki says Mohammed's treatment is inappropriate, whatever they call it.
To me, that means he's in solitary confinement. He's by himself in a cell. They say he gets out for recreation. So I asked him, is he with other people then? And they say no, he has recreation by himself. So he's by himself all the time.
Sergeant Bordner with the Sheriff's Office said only the U.S. Marshals Service would be able to comment on the specific conditions under which Mohammed is being imprisoned. Deputy U.S. Marshal Owen Cipher with the Middle District of Florida office said that because of security concerns, they never comment on confinement conditions of inmates. Besides, Cipher said the jail is in complete control of the confinement conditions of U.S. Marshals prisoners in their care. Regardless of who ordered Mohammed's prison conditions, Friends of Human Rights' Mel Underbaki calls spending that much time alone in a cell very inhumane.
I think very few people can actually go and be in solitary confinement that long without human contact, and that's just my personal opinion. I'm not an expert on that. You know, his family is in Egypt, so he's really even got no one here to visit him, so he's really, really by himself.
Full disclosure, this reporter used to be a member of Friends of Human Rights. A federal jury is deliberating the fate of Mohammed's friend and fellow USF student, Yousef Megahed. If convicted of all charges, Megahed faces up to 20 years in federal prison. Thursday morning, Megahed's defense attorney made a motion for a mistrial after it was learned that a member of the jury mentioned Ahmed Mohammed's 15-year sentence. The motion was later withdrawn, and the judge asked the jury to only consider the facts of the current case. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.